Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Idyas, Perik Dalid. Mishnah Ches, our tour of Shas, goes from Kiddushin to Yevamis. We have already seen many times if a person died without children and he has brothers, or one brother even. His wife, the Almana, who was called a Yevama, cannot marry someone else. There's a mitzvah for one of the brothers to marry her. That's the mitzvah of Yevam. Or they can go through the chalitza process. We're not going to go into it. You need a special shoe, and she spits. There's a whole chalitza process. The Torah says what you have to do. But once they do chalitza, so she's free to marry. If the person who passed away was married to several wives, called tzarais, which min ha-Torah one is allowed to do before the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, all of the wives cannot marry someone else until one of them was misyavemes, married by one of the brothers, or chaylatzes. When one of them became a Yavama that was married to the deceased man's brother or received chalitza, they're all allowed to get married. They all get the green light. Next, a woman that can't marry the brother, let's say they're relatives, and they're relatives in such a way that it would be an Isser Karis if they got married. That woman is called an Erva, and there's no mitzvah of Yivim for her because the brother can't marry her. Now, let's say the husband who passed away had several wives. To make things simple, let's say he had two wives. One of them is an erva to the brother. She's a relative to him. Can't marry her. Can't be a mitzvah of Yivam. But what about the other wife? The other wife is not a relative to the brother. Could the brother be miyavim, the wife that's not a relative? That wife would be called a tsaras erva. The word tsara refers to when you have two wives, because there's always tsaras when there are two wives. There's jealousy that's very challenging, which is one of the reasons the Rabbeinu Gershom put a cherim, said you can't do it. So, with this in mind, let's see our Mishnah. Perik Dalet Mishnah Ches. Beis Shammai matirin es tsaras la'achim. The Beis Shammai say that the other wives that aren't related to the brother, they can marry the brother. They're mechuyev in Yivam or Chalitza. They can't marry anyone else unless there's either Yivam or Chalitza. One wife is out because she's related to the brother. What does that have to do with the other wives? Ubeisil oisrin. The Beisil say, no, the other wives can't either marry the brother. And there's no mitzvah of Yivam or Chalitza by them. They could just marry anyone they want. If one of the wives was an erva to the brother, all the wives are automatically disconnected from the mitzvah of Yivam. So again, Beis Shammai matirin as tzaras la'achim. The Beis Shammai say that the tzarais, the other wives of the woman that is aser, are mutter to the brothers. Ubeis Hillel Eisrin. The Beis Hillel say no. If the brother wanted to be meyave, the other wife he can't. He's not allowed to. Vayter says the Mishnah chaltzu. Now, min ha-Torah it's aser for a kayin to marry a woman that was divorced. She's called a grusha. Midrabanan, it's aser for a kayin to marry a woman that had chalitza. She's called a chalutza. Zakt the Mishnah vayter chaltzu. If one of the tzareis of the erv, one of the other wives who was not related, performed chalitza, Beis Shammai poislin min hakohuna. The Beis Shammai say she can't marry a kohen anymore, because according to them it was a valid kashra chalitza. It was a necessary chalitza. She wanted to marry someone else, so she has a din of a chalitza. She can't marry a kohen. Ubeis Hillel machshirin. The Beis Hillel say she can marry a kohen. What do you mean she had chalitza? Yeah, but it's not a chalitza. If a woman performs chalitza stamaze with a person who's not her husband's brother, it's nothing. It's a meaningless act. Even though this is her husband's brother, but the Torah says there's no chiyav yivim over here. She's not a chalitza. She went through all the steps of chalitza, but if she wasn't a chiyav and chalitza, it doesn't mean anything. Vayter says the Mishnah, nisyavmu. If one of the tzaras of the erva was nisyavim, the brother was miyavim the tzar of the erva. Beshami machshirin? Shami say, she can marry a kohen afterwards. If this yavim dies, that's what would have to happen. Because a kohen can marry an almana. If the yavim divorces her, she can't marry a kohen because she's a grusha. Ubesil paislin. The basil say, no. Any woman that was married to a person she was not allowed to be married to has a din of a zayin, she can't marry a kohen. The brother had no right to be miyavim her, because one of the wives was related to him. So he had no right to be miyavim the other wife. If there's no mitzvah of yivim, then this is an erva of Eishes Achiv, of a brother's wife. So this machloikis between the Beshami and the Basila Batsara's erva really make things very complicated. Zak the Mishnah, the Aval Pisha Elu Paislin, Elu Machshirin. Even though we have this machloikis between the Beshami and the Basil, whether they're Pasel or Kasher, and that would also affect whether their children are Pasel or Kasher. Le'nimnu Beshami, the Beshami never refrain. Milisa Noshim Be'Basil, to marry women from the families of the Beis Hillel, V'loy Beis Hillel, and the Beis Hillel never refrained themselves. Milisa Noshim Be'Basil, for marrying into families of the Beis Shammai, because they would let themselves know. They would say, okay, listen, if you think there's a problem, we'll tell you exactly what the story is. They trusted each other. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the Chala Tahareis V'Hatumais, in regard to all the halachis of Tumah and Tahara, where there's a machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, where sometimes one says it's Tami, the other says it's Tahar. They never refrained from, let's say, lending kelim, borrowing kelim. Aye, maybe this keli is Tame, according to your shita. No, they would explain, this is what happened with this keli. And they trusted each other. Okay. So basically, a man passed away, and he had more than one wife. One wife was an erva. She was usher to marry the husband's brother. Let's say she's a relative. The Beshama say that doesn't affect the other wives. They still have a chiyuv of yivam or chalitza. And if he wants to, he can marry them. The Beis Hillel say no. Even if only one of the wives was an erva, say was a relative to the husband's brother, then none of the other wives could marry the brother, and there's no chiyuv of either yivam or chalitza. They can marry anyone they want. If chalitza was performed anyway, according to the Beis Shammai, being that there was a chiyuv of chalitza, so it's a good chalitza. So she's called a chalutza. She's pasul afterwards to marry a kain. According to the Beis Hillel, the chalitza is meaningless, so she's kosher to marry a kain. If the brother actually was miyavim, he married, took in one of the tzarais, not the erva, but one of the other wives, according to the Beis Shammai, that's fine. And if this Yavin passes away, she could still marry a Kayan. She wasn't married to someone she wasn't allowed to marry. According to the Beis Hillel, no, he wasn't allowed to do it. So she was married to someone that she was not allowed to be married to, and therefore, she can no longer marry a Kayan, even if the Yavin passed away. But the Mishnah tells us, even though there could have been so many women that were either Pasul or Kasher, depending if you hold like the Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, and the same is true for their children, the Beis Shammai did shidduchim with the Beis Hillel, and the Beis Hillel did shidduchim with the Beis Shammai. And they trusted each other. They told each other exactly, this is the story. And the same is true for Taharis and Tumais. Even though, according to their respective opinion, sometimes a keli could be Tami according to one shita and Tara according to another shita, they had absolutely no problem using each other's kelim. They were perfectly honest with each other. This is what happened. If you hold it's Tami, don't use it. And if they said there was no shayla according to any shita, they believed them. There was perfect trust amongst the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel.